So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, chapter number 24, Matsya, the Lord's Fish Incarnation, text 31 through 37.
Taigi šiandien skaitom jau 8 Bhagavatam, 24 paskutinių skyrių, nuo 31 iki 37 tekstus.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'll read 31 through 36, and then we will chant responsibly number 37, which is on the board.
Aš paskaitysiu nuo 31 iki 36, o paskui kartu 37 pakartosiu.
Shri Suka Uvacha iti Bhruvanam Nirvatam Jagatpati Satyavratam Matsyavapur Yugakshaye Viharatakama Pralayanane Ve Bravich Shakir Shur Ekandajana Priya Priyam. I'll do all the Sanskrit and the English. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Saptame Hyadavata Dardvam Ahanyeta arindama namakshyat yapaya bambudo trilokyam buru bhavadikam tri lokam linamana yang samvratam basivaitada upatthas yatina kachid vishalatvam mayerita tvam tavad oshadi sarva bhajan yuchcha vachanicha saptash Saptarshibi parivrita sarvasadvo prabimhita aruya brihatang navang vicharishyashya viklava ekarnave naraloke rishinam eva varchasa dojyamanam tadnavang samirena baliyasa upasthitasya meshenge nebadni mahavina. Translation. Shikadev Goswami said, when King Satyavratra spoke in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead at the end of the Yuga had assumed the form of a fish to benefit his devotee and enjoy his pastimes in the water of inundation, responded as follows. O King, who can subdue your enemies? On the seventh day from today, the three worlds, Bhu, Bhuva, and Sva, will all merge in the water of inundation. When all the three worlds merge into the water, a large boat sent by me will appear before you. Thereafter, O King, you should collect all types of herbs and seeds and load them in that great boat. Then, accompanied by the seven rishis and surrounded by all kinds of living entities, you shall get aboard that boat, and without moroseness you shall easily travel with your companions on the ocean of inundation, the only illumination being the effulgence of the great rishis. Then, as the boat is tossed about by the powerful wind, attach the vessel to my horn by means of the great serpent Vasuki, for I shall be present by your side.
31 teksto vertimas. Šukadeva Gosvamis tarė, kuomet karalius Satyavrata kalbėjo tokiu būdu, aukščiausias dievo asmuo, kuris jugos pabaigoje apsireiškia žuvies formoje, tam, kad atnešti naudą atsidavusiems ir džiaugsmą jo žaidimais vandenyje, atsakė sekančiai. 32 tekstas. Aukščiausias dievas mutarė. O karaliau, tas, kuris jis tu esi tas, kuris nugali priešus. Septintąją dieną nuo šiandieną, tris pasauliai, Bhu, Bhuva ir Sva, visi paskęs vandenyje. 33 tekstas. Tuomet visi trys pasauliai paskęs vandenyje, didžiulė valtis arba laivas atsiųsta manęs apsireikš priešais tave. 34 ir 35 tekstai. Tada, karaliau, tu turi surinkti visų rūšių augalus, sėklas ir patalpinti juos į didžiąją valtį. Tuomet, lydimas 7 išminčių ir apsuptas visų rūšių gyvųjų būtybių, tu turi lipti į tą laivą ir be jokio liūdesio turi lengvai keliauti su šitais kompanionais vandenyje, kol bus užtvindytas visas pasaulis. Ir vienintelis šviturys tau bus švitėjimas šitų didžiųjų išminčių. 36 tekstas. Tuomet, kai valtis bus beveik sutriuškinta galingu vėju, pririšk savo valtį prie mano rago. Su didžiaja gyvate Vasuki. Ir aš būsiu šalia tavęs.
So now text 37. Aham tvam rishibi sartam saha navam udanvati vikarshan vicharishyami yavat brahmi nisha prabho Aham Svang Rishibi Sardhang
Aham Svang Rishibi Sardhang
Sahanavam Idanvati Vikarshan Vicharishyami Yavad Brahmi Nishaprabho Aham Tvang Rishibi Sardhang
Aham Tvang Rishibi
Sardhang Sahanavam Idanvati Vikarshan Vicharishyami Yadvad Brahmi Nishaprabho Aham I
Aš
Tvam Unto you
Tau
Rishibi With all the saintly persons
Su visais šventaisiais
Sartam all together
drauge
saha with
su
navam the boat
laivas
udanvati in the water of devastation
naikinimo vandenyje
vikarshan contacting
susiliečiant
Vicharishyami.
I shall travel.
Aš keliausiu.
Yavat.
As long as.
Tiek kiek.
Brahmi. Pertaining to Lord Brahma.
Pagal viešpatį Brahmą.
Nisha. Night.
Naktis.
Prabho. O King.
O Karaliau.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Pulling the boat with you and all the rishis in it, O King, I shall travel in the water of devastation until the night of Lord Brahma's slumber is over. Report. This particular devastation actually took place not during the night of Lord Brahma, but during his day, for it was during the time of Chakshusha Manu. Brahma's night takes place when Brahma goes to sleep, but in the daytime, there are 14 Manus, one of them is Chakshusha. Therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments that although it was daytime for Lord Brahma, Brahma felt sleepy for a short time by the supreme will of the Lord. This short period is regarded as Lord Brahma's night. This has been elaborately discussed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Laghu Bhagavatamrita. The following is a summary of his analysis. Because Agastya Muni cursed Svayambhuva Manu, during the time of Svayambhuva Manu, a devastation took place. This devastation is mentioned in the Matsya Purana. During the time of Chakshusha Manu, by the supreme will of the Lord, there was suddenly another palaya, or devastation. This is mentioned by Markandeya Rishi in the Vishnu Dharmottara. At the end of Manu's time, there is not necessarily a devastation, but at the end of the Chakshusha Manvantara, the supreme personality of Godhead, by his illusory energy, wanted to show Satyavrata the effects of devastation. Srila Sridhar Swami also agrees with this opinion. The Lagu Bhagavatamrita says, Madje mantatarashyayava mune sapan munung prati pralayosta bubhuveti purane kochid iryate ahang akashmiko jatash chakshushash yantare mano pralaya padmana bhasya lilayeti chakutrachit sarvaman vantarasyante pralayo nishchitam bhavit vishnu damuttarote tat markandeyena bhashitam manorante layo nasti manave darshi mayaya vishnuneti brivainashtu svayambhira naivamanyate.
Traukdamas laivą su tavimi ir išminčiais, jame, karaliu, mes keliausime vandenyje naikinimo tol, kol baigsis Brahmos naktis. Šitas konkretus naikinimas iš tikrųjų įvyko ne Brahmos naktį, bet dieną. Ir tai buvo Čakšuša Manu laikotarpis. Brahmos naktis paprastai vyksta tada, kada Brahma eina miegoti. Bet dienos metu yra 14 manų, kurių vienas iš jų yra Čakšuša manų. Todėl Šrila Višnati Čakravarti Takura pakomentuoja tai, kad nors jis buvo dienos metas, bet viešpas Brahma pasijuto labai apsnūdęs. Ir trumpam aukščiausioje valia jisai prisnūdo. Šitas trumpas periodas yra vadinamas Brahmos naktimi. Tai buvo plačiai apie tai diskutuojama Šrila Rupa Gosvami jo Lagu Bhagavatamritoje. Toliau yra pateikiama išvada jo analizės. Dėl to, kad Agastya Muni prakeiktas Svayambhuva Manu laikotarpyje, dėl to šitas naikinimas ir atsirado. Šitas naikinimas yra paminėtas Matsya Puranoje. Per Čakšuša Manu valdymo periodą aukščiausio valia buvo staiga dar viena pralaja arba naikinimas. Tai yra paminėta Markandėjos ryšio Višnu Dharmottaroje. Pačiai pabaigoje Manu laikotarpio nebūtinai būna naikinimas, bet pabaigoje būtent Čakšuša Manvantaros, aukščiausio asmens iliuzinės energijos, aukščiausios dievo asmuo dėl savo iliuzinės energijos norėjo parodyti Satyavratai naikinimo efektą. Šrila Sridhara Svami taip pat sutinka su šita nuomonė. Ir Lagu Bhagavatamrita toliau sako, ir čia sanskritas, kurį mokytas jau perskaitė, aš jo neišversiu.
So, it's pretty interesting.
Taigi labai įdomu.
The verse says, I shall travel in the water of devastation until the night of Lord Brahma's slumber is over.
Pirma yra sakoma, kad aš keliausiu panaikinimo vandenis, kol ta Brahmos naikinimo naktis baigsis.
And after hearing that, we immediately hear from Prabhupada, it actually did not take place during the night of Lord Brahma.
Ir iš karto išgirdę iš Prabhupados, mes sužinome, kad tai vyko visai ne naktį.
So this appears contradictory, doesn't it?
Irgi matot visiškai prieštaravimai.
Therefore, an explanation is required, and Prabhupada gives an elaborate explanation.
Todėl Prabhupada labai plačiai paaiškina.
That Brahma was taking a nap during the daytime.
Iš tikrųjų, Brahma biški užsnūdo dieną.
So, when you're sleeping, it's night, whether even it's a daytime, it's like night.
Taigi, kai jūs miegat, tai yra naktis, net jeigu miegat, tai dieną.
So, what can we learn from this little This interesting purport here. What lesson can we derive from this?
Ir ką mes galime išmokti iš šito komentaro?
If something appears to be contradictory, then you have to hear from the authority.
Jeigu kažkas rodosi prieštaringai, reikia pasiklausti autoriteto.
And when you accept the authority, then everything is clear.
Ir kai priimat autoritetus, tuomet viskas tampa aišku.
But if you don't accept the authority,
bet jeigu jų nepriimat,
you remain confused.
Jūs liksite sutrikęs.
Just like it is stated in the Vedas that the stool of an animal is dirty, it's impure.
Kad gyvūno išmatos yra nešvaru.
If you touch the stool of an animal, you immediately or any stool.
Jeigu bet kokias išmatas jūs palietit,
you have to immediately take bath.
Reikia taip pat ir simaudyt.
But the same Vedas say, but the stool of the cow is pure.
Bet tos pačios Vedas sako, kad karvės išmatos yra švarios.
You see, the cow stool, that is pure.
Karvės išmatos švarios.
So it appears contradictory, you see.
Taigi, tai atrodo labai prieštaringa.
Stool is contaminated, but cow stool is pure.
Kad išmatos yra užteršiančios, bet išmatos būtent karvės apvalančios.
But it is accepted on the strength of Vedic authority.
Bet mes tai priimam vadovaudomis į Vedų autoritetu.
And it has been proven scientifically also.
Ir tai taip pat yra įrodyta moksliškai.
You see, in India, people will actually just smear their whole kitchen floor with cow stool.
Indijai žmonės visą savo virtuvę vietoj linoleumų iškloja karvės.
And they cook with it also.
Karvės išmatomis ir taip pat
it's
kepa su jom.
First class fuel.
Ir taip pat gamina maistą.
They smear on the walls also.
Ir sienas ištepa.
Everywhere.
Visur.
You see. So again, by taking the Vedic authority,
taigi remdamiesi vedinio autoritetu.
We understand the truth.
Mes suvokiam tiesą.
Another one that's people have cannot have a heart that people cannot understand without accepting Vedic authority is God is everywhere.
Taip pat žmonėms sunku priimti, kad Dievas yra visur.
People generally accept, yes, God is omnipresent, he's everywhere.
Paprastai žmonės supranta, taip, Dievas visur esantis.
He's spread out everywhere.
Visur pasklidęs.
Therefore, he has no form.
Todėl neturi formos. See,
that's their conclusion.
Tokia jų išvada.
Because he's everywhere, then he has no form.
Kadangi jis visur, dėl to formos neturi.
Just like if I take a piece of paper, you see.
Taip pat kaip popieriaus, paimčiau lapą.
And I spread it all over the room, a little piece here, a little piece there. I spread that paper all over the room.
Ir po gabaliuką tą popierį visur paskleičiau po visą kambarį.
Then what happens to the form of that, the original form of that paper?
Kas nutinka su to popieriaus forma?
It's gone.
Jos nebėra.
Disintegrated.
Jinai tiesiog
išsidalino. So they assume that when God spreads himself everywhere that he loses his form.
Taigi, jie taip pat nusprendžia, kad kai Dievas visur pasklinda, jis praranda savo formą.
But we learn from higher authorities.
Bet išmok iš savo autoritetų.
Then in spite of God spreading himself everywhere, he still has his original form.
Nepaisant to, sužinome, kad Viešpats visur pasklidęs, jis savo formą išlaiko.
This is why in spiritual mathematics we say 1 minus 1 equals 1.
Tokia dvasinė matematika, 1 minus 1 yra lygu 1.
Because no matter how much you extract, no matter how much Krishna spreads himself out, still the original Krishna is still there.
Kad nepaisant to, kiek Krishna iš savęs skleistų įvairiausių energijų, visienas lieka toks pat.
Now just imagine if you had a bank account like that.
Įsivaizduokit, kad turėtume tokią banko sąskaitą.
If 1 minus 1 equals 1.
1 minus 1 lygu 1.
Even if you only had $1 in your bank account.
Net jeigu $1 jūsų sąskaitoj.
If you could keep withdrawing it, it would stay there, you see, then you would have unlimited wealth. Even for just $1 you would have unlimited wealth.
Jeigu jūs įleistumėt, bet visina $1 liktų, tai jūs turėsimėt neribotą kiekį turtų.
So again, we have to these things that appear to be contradictory, we accept them, the authority of Vedas.
Nors tie dalykai atrodo prieštaringi, bet mes juos priimam remdamiesi Vedų autoritetu.
And by doing that, then we actually realize.
Ir tai darydami mes suprantam.
We hear that God is a little blue cowherd boy.
Mes girdim, kad Dievas yra nedidelis piemenukas, mėlynas piemenukas.
For somebody who grew up in the West, you know, it sounds a little weird.
Vakaruose užaugusiems tai skamba labai keista.
And we know that God's an old man with a beard.
Juk žinom, kad Dievas tai senis su barzda.
He's painted on the Sistine Chapel in Rome. He's an old man with a beard. Everyone knows God's an old man with a beard, you see.
Juk visi žino, kaip Dievas atrodo.
As a Christian, this was my conception of God, you see.
Kaip krikščionio, tai mano buvo tokia koncepcija Dievo.
So the idea that God's a beautiful young boy with a smiling face and plays a really, really good flute.
Taigi,
it's quite different.
idėja, kad Dievas yra jaunas, gražus, groja labai gražiai fleitą. Atrodė labai keista, bet mes tai priimam remdamėsi Vedų autoritetu. Praktiškai kalbant, kadangi Prabhupada mūsų įtikino, mes buvo įsitikinęs, jis ir mūsų įtikino.
Because if you were to go on the street and take a survey.
Jeigu jūs eitumėte gatvę ir atliktumėte tyrimą.
In any American city, for example.
Bet kuriam amerikietiškame mieste.
You can say, but do you believe in God?
Galit paklausti, ar jūs tikite Dievu?
And most people would say yes.
Dauguma žmonių atsakytų, kad taip.
But then you ask them, if I told you that God is a little blue cowherd boy who plays the flute, what would you think?
Bet jeigu tada jam pasakytumėt, kad Dievas yra mažas, mėlynas,
piminukas,
tada jie sakytų, aš iškviesiu policiją, nes čia beprotis gatvėse vaikšto.
So, how is it that we were convinced that God's a little blue cowherd boy plays the flute?
Taigi, kaip mes gavom šitą įsitikinimą, kad Dievas yra mėlynas piminukas?
Because we could see the great saintly qualities of Srila Prabhupada.
Nes mes matėm Šrilos Prabhupados šventas savybės.
We could see that Srila Prabhupada is not a person of this world.
Matome, kad Prabhupada nėra šio pasaulio gyventojas.
Here is a person who can directly see God himself. He directly experiences God at every minute.
Tai žmogus, kuris tiesiogiai patiria Dievą kiekvieną minutę.
So, this is a reliable witness.
Tai yra tikrai tinkamas liudininkas.
And if he tells us that God's a little blue cowherd boy that plays the flute, we accept him.
Ir jeigu jis sako, kad Dievas yra mažas piminukas, mėlynas, kuris groja fleitą, mes priimam.
So someone may criticize, well, that means you Hare Krishnas are just blind, a bunch of blind followers, you're fanatics.
Taigi galim kritikuoti, reiškia, jūs Hare Krishnas yra fanatikai.
But that's not true.
Bet tai nėra.
Because we give you the tools by which you can directly experience God yourself.
Kadangi jums duodame įrankius, kurių dėka jūs patys galite tą Dievą patirti.
Just like I may tell you, there's a place called Hungary.
Aš jums pasakyčiau, kad yra tokia Vengrija.
Now you may not, you say, well, I don't know if that's really true. You may just be, you know, deceiving me. There's not really a place called Hungary.
Jūs galite sabijot, galis man meluojat.
But if I buy you a ticket,
bet jeigu duosiu jums bilietą.
What is that? Malev? Malev Airlines, yeah. The Hungarian. I buy you a ticket on Malev.
Nupirsiu jums Vengrijos avialinijų bilietą.
And take you to the airport and drop you off.
Nuvešiu jūs
į oro uostą. Flight to Budapest? Yeah. Then you realize, oh yes, there is a place called Hungary.
Jūs nukeliausit ir sakysit, o, tikrai Vengrija yra.
So the spiritual master, he tells you, there's a place called Krishna Loka.
Taigi dvasinis mokytojas jums sako, yra tokia Krishna Loka.
And there's a person there named Krishna.
Ir ten yra Krishna.
And I'm going to give you the ticket and put you on the airplane so you can actually go there and experience it yourself firsthand.
Ir duosiu jums bilietą, ir ten nuskrisit ir pas pamatysit.
That's the bona fide spiritual man.
Tai yra bona fide dvasinis mokytojas.
Not these rascals who say, I'm God, you're God, we're all God.
Ne tai, kad aš Dievas, tu Dievas.
Prabhupada, actually, I read today, and there was one bogus incarnation, it was called Guru Maharajji.
Buvo tokia viena netikra inkarnacija, Guru Maharajji.
He claimed to be God.
Jisai sakė, kad yra Dievas.
So there was some interview in the press conference in the U.S.
Ir buvo Amerikoje konferencija spaudos.
And people were, actually, the Americans were very skeptical of this young man who claimed to be God. They're very skeptical.
Ir amerikiečiai labai skeptiškai žiūrėjo šitą jauną dievo inkarnaciją.
So during the press conference, somebody threw a pie in his face.
Ir per konferenciją kažkas metė tortą jam į veidą.
And Prabhupada was very pleased.
Ir Prabhupada buvo labai patenkintas.
He said, our men should go and throw that pie also.
Sako, mes irgi turėtume ten numesti tą...
And then Prabhupada took it, he said, we actually should pass urine in his face, Prabhupada said.
Iš tikrųjų, Prabhupada sako, ne tik tortą reikėtų mesti, bet ir šlapimo apmėtyti.
He didn't say it in a class, he said it on a morning walk.
Be abejo, paskaito jis tai nepasakė.
So, oh, now I've just been recorded, but it's okay. Prabhupada didn't literally mean that, okay? He was making a point.
Šilo Prabhupada neturėjo to tiesiogio meni, bet jisai patį principą
pabrėžė.
He didn't
literally say we should go pass urine in the field.
Jis tą neturėjo menį tiesiogiai.
He was making a point that we shouldn't accept such a rascal as being God.
Tiesiog jis
we have to defeat him. That was his point.
Pabrėžė, kad neturėtume priimti tokių žmonių kaip Dievą, o turime kaip tik juos nugalėti.
So you have, that's why it's important to learn from Prabhupada's disciples what Prabhupada actually means when he says things.
Todėl svarbu išmokti iš Prabhupados mokinių, ką Prabhupada iš tiesų turi meni, kai kažką tai sako.
Because we were here with him at the time, we could understand his mood, you see. And you all are new, you may have never met him. You may think literally you're supposed to go past urine in the face of somebody, you see.
Ir mes buvome su Prabhupada ir žinom, jo nuotykį, žinom, ką jis turi meni, o jūs galite išgirdę tai pagalvoti, kad Prabhupada tiesiogiai kalba.
So what we have to understand from those, that's why it's important to have a, you know, to have Prabhupada disciples here and learn everything you can about what Prabhupada's, what he means when he says different things.
Todėl taip svarbu bendrauti su Prabhupados mokiniais, kurie gali paaiškinti, ką šilo Prabhupada turėjo omeny, tai sakydamas.
We have to keep this movement in the same mood of Prabhupada.
Mes turime išlikyti šitą judėjimą toj pačioj nuotaikoj, kurį laikė šilo Prabhupada.
We have to understand his spirit, his attitude, his feelings.
Turime suprasti jo dvasį, jo jausmus.
Of how he actually wanted this Krishna consciousness movement to go on very nicely.
Kaip jis norėjo, kad Krishna sąmonės judėjimas judėtų į priekį.
By taking this mission of Prabhupada as our life, as our life's work, our promotion to the transcendental realm of Krishna Loka is guaranteed.
Nes jeigu mes priimsim šitą nuotaiką, skleisti Krishna sąmonės judėjimą, tai mūsų grįžimas į dvasinį pasaulį automatiškai garantuotas.
Is it always easy to remain in the society of devotees?
Ar lengva išlikti atsidavusiu bendruomeniai?
Sometimes, actually it is always easy.
Taip, lengva.
But sometimes due to our mental concoctions, we think that it is difficult.
Bet kartais dėl savo spekuliacijų mes galvojam, kad sunku.
Prabhupada said there's nothing at all troublesome about this Krishna consciousness movement.
Šila Prabhupada sako, kad niekas šitam Krishna sąmonės judėjimui nepakenks.
There's nothing intolerable at all about it. Nothing intolerable.
Nieko šitam judėjimui nėra sunkaus.
But still, if you think there is something intolerable,
bet jeigu jūs galvojat, kad kažkas yra sunkaus,
you must tolerate.
Jūs turite tai toleruoti.
Actually, there's nothing intolerable.
Iš tikrųjų, čia nieko nėra
sudėtingo. Susukam, it's recreation.
Paprasčiausiai čia yra atostogos.
One big Goloka party.
Viena didelė Goloka partija vakarėlis. Vienas didelis vakarėlis.
Baltic festival, the whole thing.
Vienas didelis Vaishnavo festivalis.
Nothing but bliss.
Tik tai nektaras.
But even if we think there's something troublesome, then we have to tolerate it and stay with this wonderful movement of Srila Prabhupada.
Net jeigu galvojam, kad čia yra kažkokie tai sunkumai, vis vien turim juos toleruoti ir išlikti Šrilos Prabhupados
judėjimą. And by being dedicated to Srila Prabhupada,
ir būdami pasiaukoję Šrilai Prabhupadai,
and having full faith in the words of Krishna,
turėtume pilną tikėjimą į Krishna žodžius,
what will be the result?
Ką mes gausim?
Yasya deve prabhaktir, tata deve tata guru, tasyaite kyateta hyarta prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto those great souls who have firm faith in the words of Guru and Krishna are all the imports of Vedic knowledge revealed.
Tik toms sielom, kurios turi visišką tikėjimą į dvasinį mokytoją ir Krishna, dvasinės žinios pilnai atsiskleidžia.
If you will put your firm faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada, the words of Guru, and in the words of Krishna as spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, the result will be you'll become a fully realized soul.
Jeigu čia ir dabar įsidėsit pilną tikėjimą į Šrilą Prabhupadą, į dvasinį mokytoją ir į Krishna, visos dvasinės žinios Bhagavad Gita jums iš karto atsiskleis.
You will clearly understand all the imports of Vedic knowledge.
Jūs suprasite visas vedinės žinias.
There'll be no bewilderment or no confusion.
Ir nebus jokio sutrikimo.
So, if your faith is not firm,
jeigu sutikėjimas nėra tvirtas,
if it's shaky,
jeigu jisai spurdantis,
firm it up.
Sutvirtinkit jį.
How do you turn shaky faith into firm faith?
O kaip tai padaryt?
By hearing from those who have firm faith.
Klausydami iš tų, kurie turi tvirtą tikėjimą.
By serving those who have firm faith.
Tarnaudami tiem, kurie turi tvirtą tikėjimą.
By bowing down at the feet of those who have firm faith.
Nusilenkdami jiem, kurie turi tvirtą tikėjimą.
In this way, by associating in a favorable way with those who have firm faith, you will also get that firm faith.
Tokiu būdu pozityviai bendraudami su tais, kurie turi tvirtą tikėjimą, jūs irgi jį
įgysit.
Ir jumise neliks jokių abejonių.
Did you know that doubts are demons?
Ar žinot, kad abejonės yra demonai?
Yes. Doubts are demons.
Taip, abejonės yra demonai.
Do you know why Krishna was addressed by Madhusudana by Arjuna?
Ar žinot, kodėl Arjuna kreipėsi į Krishna kaip į Madhusudana?
Because Arjuna had many demons of doubt in his closet, the closet of his heart.
Nes savo širdyje turėjo daug abejonių demonų.
He had many ghosts in the closet.
Vaiduokliai gyveno jo širdies spintoje.
The ghosts of doubt.
Abejonių vaiduokliai.
So he addressed Krishna as Madhusudana because Madhusudana means the killer of the Madhu demon.
Todėl jis kreipėsi Krishna kaip Madhusudana, kaip demono Madhu nugalėtoja.
Arjuna took his doubts to be Madhu demons.
Arjuna savo abejonės priėmė kaip Madhu demonus.
By addressing him as Madhusudana, he was begging Krishna, now you kill all these demons of doubt which are polluting my heart.
Kreipdamasis į Krishna kaip į Madhusudana prašė, kad Krishna išvalyk visas šitas abejonės iš mano širdies.
So as these doubts go away, your shaky faith is gradually transformed into firm faith.
Ir kai abejonės išgaruoja, jūsų nestabilus tikėjimas sutvirtėja.
You become very solid in Krishna consciousness.
Jūs tampate tvirti Krishna sąmonėje.
That even if you were the last devotee on the planet,
net jeigu būsite vienintelis paskutinis atsidavęs planetoje,
thousands of mayavadis and impersonalists and atheists,
tarp tūkstančių mayavadžių, impersonalistų ir ateistų,
you could soundly defeat them all.
Jūs galėsite visus juos sutriuškinti.
Prabhupada wanted us to be expert at defeating mayavadi philosophy.
Šila Prabhupada norėjo, kad mes būtume ekspertai triuškindami mayavadžių filosofiją.
My dear godbrother Madhuvisha Prabhu.
Mano brangus Dievo brolis Madhuvisha Prabhu,
who has just recently left this world,
kuris visai neseniai paliko šitą kūną.
He was given a golden opportunity.
Turėjo auksinę galimybę.
He was Prabhupada's cook.
Jisai Prabhupada gamindavo.
And secretary.
Ir buvo jo sekretorius.
Accompanying him to, from India to Africa.
Keliavo su juo iš Indijos į Afriką.
Just imagine you're sitting all alone with Prabhupada on the airplane, you and Prabhupada for 8 hours, sitting by Prabhupada for 8 hours on the airplane.
Įsivaizduokit, sėdite lėktuve šalia Prabhupados 8 valandas.
Just you and Prabhupada, nobody else.
Ir daugiau nieko kito nėra, tik jūs
ir Prabhupada. They had deities of Radha and Krishna also in front of them.
Ir jie turėjo Radha Krishna's devybės, kurias vežė į Afriką.
What an amazing position he was in.
Kokioje nuostabiai padėtys jis buvo.
So after they took off, Prabhupada asked him a question.
Taigi, Prabhupada paklausė, kai jie pakilo.
He said, so, are you ready to fight?
Taigi, ar pasiruošęs kautis?
And he said, well, no, Prabhupada, but what do you mean, Prabhupada?
O Prabhupada, kur čia kautis?
He said, yes. I will be the Vaishnava, and you be the Mayavadi, and we will have a debate.
Aš būsiu Vaishnava, o tu būsi Mayavadis, ir mes dabar diskutuosim.
So Madhavisha pulled up all the Mayavadi arguments he could think of, and then Prabhupada smashed them one after another and after another.
Ir Madhavisha Prabhu traukė vieną po kito Mayavadžio argumentus ir Prabhupada juos visus sutriuškino.
And then Prabhupada said, now you be the Vaishnava and I'll be the Mayavadi.
O dabar Prabhupada sako, atvirkščiai, aš būsiu Mayavadis, o tu Vaishnavas.
And he was thinking, oh, I've just heard all these wonderful arguments from Prabhupada how to defeat Mayavadi philosophy. So now I have no problem defeating Prabhupada's Mayavadi arguments.
Ir Madhavisha galvoja, na, žinau visus argumentus, dabar galėsiu sutriuškinti Prabhupada.
But Prabhupada was so expert in debate, he couldn't defeat his Mayavadi arguments. Prabhupada gave Mayavadi philosophy so convincingly that he couldn't defeat it.
Ir šilo Prabhupada į visieną jį sutriuškino.
So Prabhupada said, this is how you should become expert in debate.
Taigi Prabhupada sako, jūs turite būti va tokie ekspertai debatuose.
You should be able to take your own physician and defeat that and then defeat that.
Jūs turite paimti savo argumentą, jį sutriuškinti ir sutriuškinti tą argumentą, su kuriuo sutriuškinote tą argumentą.
So if you become firm in faith, you see.
Jeigu jūs turite tvirti
tikėjimą. You can debate anybody, you can defeat anyone, a scientist.
Galite nugalėti bet ką, mokslininkus.
A dogmatist.
Dogmatikus.
A religionist.
Religijotrininkus.
A hedonist. A terrorist.
Teroristus.
You see, defeat anyone philosophically.
Visus filosofiškai galite
nugalėti. Prabhupada said, ask them, what is their philosophy?
Prabhupada sakė, paklauskite, kokia jų filosofija.
And then defeat it.
Ir tada nugalėkite.
That's preaching, you see.
Tai yra pamokslavimus.
First we have to clear all the crud out, then you can tell them about Krishna. You don't immediately tell them about Krishna.
If iš karto they have all
these doubts, you have to smash their doubts.
Pirma turi sutriuškinti jų abejonės.
This is one of the instructions of Prabhupada for preaching.
Tai viena iš Prabhupados
pamokų. So we have about 15 minutes left, maybe there's some questions.
Dabar 15 minučių klausimam.
Gurudev, you travel all over the world. It is proper when we try to choose which country to go with you. to be in the country when we have more service to you. It's proper. This.
Oh, if you want to come join us on our travels, which country should you join us in? Is that your question?
Klausimas, mokytojau, tiek daug keliaujat, o kurią šalį mum reikėtų atvykti, kad prisijungti?
Well, if you can swing it, why not take the whole world tour with us?
Na, jeigu galite, tai atvažiuokit visą pasaulį su mumim.
We had Krishna Chaitanya, where is he? He's in the kitchen.
Kur Krishna Chaitanya, virtuvė?
He did the whole world tour with us.
They can come to
U.S. is a very good opportunity.
Bet labai gera galimybė atvažiuoti į Ameriką.
In January, February, we're going to be there for 2 whole months.
Ne, 2 mėnesius ten būsim.
We have a nice ashram.
Turim gražų ashram.
And the cooking is unbelievably delicious.
Ir labai skaniai gaminam.
Prasadam is second to none in all the three worlds.
Prasadas yra geriausias visose trijose pasauliuose.
Austin would be a very good place.
Taigi, Austin'e turėsit daug galimybių pasitarnauti.
There's nobody else there, just Mataji and myself.
Nes ten tik aš ir Mataji.
Of course, Atma Meda and Janavar is slated to come in January, February also.
Aišku, gali būt, kad Atma Meda ir Janavar keliaus.
But Austin's a very good place.
Austin'as yra labai gera
vieta. They're not sure? They're not sure yet? Austin's a great place and... And the other places are always disciples, the local disciples get the priority.
Nes visur kitur
yra like when we come to the farm, you all have the priority, you see.
Vietinių mokinių ir jie gauna pirmenybę pasitarnauti.
But you come to Austin, you could be on the top of the queue for service opportunities.
O Austin'e gausite eilėje pirmą vietą pasitarnauti.
Yeah.
Paskutiniu metu man ypač kartuojant džapą išlenda labai seni prisiminimai, gal maždaug 30 metų, vaikų darželį ir panašiai tokias momentaliai tokias, kur iš tikrųjų niekaip nesuvokiu, kodėl būtent džapas metu man o, tokie prisiminimai, gal gali mokytis, ką nors pasakyti, tai.
When I'm chanting džapa, then I don't know why. The very old memories started to come. I don't know why it happening during the japa.
Is there a question? You must know why it's happening or how to conquer it.
Klausimas būtų, gal galėtų paaiškinti, dėl ko tai vyksta su proto, ar aš nežinau, kur čia nais įlysti, dėl ko tai prisiminimai išlenda.
Because it's there. You have a huge stock of memories from millions of lifetimes in this material world. It's already there. It's and because the reason it's coming during your japa is you're still more or less acting in the mode of passion right now. You're not really solidly fixed in goodness yet.
Mes turim prisiminimus iš milijonus gyvenimų, o priežasis, dėl ko jie atsiranda, dėl to, kad tu esi daugiau ar mažiau radža gūnoje, nes jis įtvirtinė satva gūnoje.
When you're doing things, your mind is absorbed in doing things. In other words, you have right now you have a doing nature.
Kitai žodžiai tariant, tu dabar turi veiklos prigimti.
You have not yet developed your meditative nature very much.
Neišsiugdei dar meditatyvios nuotaikos.
That's why when you're not doing something, your mind goes into all these things when you're not actively doing something.
Todėl, kai kažko aktyviai neveiki, tavo protas tai prisimena.
But by practice, gradually you develop, along with your passion nature, which is beautiful. I've seen you out on book distribution. It's great.
Šita tavo veiklos prigimtis yra nuostabi. Mačiau tave platinant knygas.
You need to go just like 2 trains on the rail track. You have your passionate nature, which is good. You have to cultivate your sattvic nature also, side by side.
Turi eiti tokiais dviem bėgiais. Tu jau turi tą veiklos prigimti, dabar turi sugdyti antrą bėgį, tai meditacijos bėgį.
So, don't be discouraged by it. Just say, okay, this is an area I have to work on. I have to increase my powers of concentration.
Taigi, nenuliūs, kai ateina ta prisiminimai, tiesiog suprask, vo, gerai, aš dabar turiu su kuo dirbti.
You can beg Krishna, my dear Lord.
Ir prašy Krishnos.
I'm trying to meditate in your name, but I'm being disturbed by past memories. Please help me to stay fixed on your name.
Brangus viešpatie, bandau medituoti tavo šventą vardą, bet mane trikdo praeities prisiminimai. Prašau, padėk man susikoncentruoti tavo vardą.
I'll give you a little tip.
Ir duosiu tau paslaptį.
Memorize mantra number 7 from the Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction.
Atsimink iš Upadeshamritos atmintinai 7 mantrą.
And every day when you sit down to do your rounds, first chant this mantra.
Ir kiekvieną dieną prieš pradėdamas savo ratus pirmą sukartok tą mantrą.
It's a really great mantra.
Nes tai tikrai labai nuostabi mantra.
Syat Krishna nama saritari satapya vidya pito patapta vrasya nasya narochi kanu kent vandana nanulinang kalishai vajushta sarvikamad bhavati tad golamula hantri,
which means the holy name, character, and pastimes of Krishna are all transcendentally sweet, just like sugar candy.
Šventas Krishnos vardas, žaidimai ir aplinka yra saldus kaip saldainis.
Although the mind of one who is afflicted with the jaundice of avidya, ignorance,
bet protas, kuris serga neišmanimo,
cannot taste anything sweet.
Negali paragauti to saldumo.
It is simply wonderful.
Bet yra taip nuostabu, kad
that by carefully chanting these sweet names every day,
labai dėmesingai kartuojant šiuos saldžiuosius vardus,
a natural relish awakens within his heart.
Natūralus potraukis jiem širdyje pabunda.
And within his tongue.
Ir liežuvyje taip pat.
And his disease is gradually destroyed at the root.
Ir palaipsniui šita liga sunaikinama iki pat šaknų.
So this verse actually answers your question because you are diseased.
Taigi, šitas posmus atsako tavo klausimą.
That's why you have these thoughts. You're a diseased man.
Dėl to, kad tu esi sergantis vyras.
You're suffering from the disease of ignorance.
Sergi neišmanimu.
Therefore the name is not very sweet sometimes.
Todėl kartais šventas vardas nėra toks saldus.
But your past memories appear more sweet than the name.
Ir praeities prisiminimai yra saldesni.
Which is actually an illusion of Maya.
O tai yra tiesiog Majos iliuzija.
Like the mirage in the desert.
Kaip miražas dykumoje.
So those past memories are just like a mirage in the desert.
Tie prisiminimai tai miražas dykumoje.
They have no real substance.
Jie neturi jokio pagrindo.
But yet you imagine them to be very, very wonderful.
Bet tu galvoji, kad jie yra nuostabūs.
So by going deep, 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 carefully chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Gradually the sweetness of the name will come out.
Palaipsniui saldumas švento vardo išeis, ateis.
And it will be so sweet, it will defeat all of those past memories.
Ir jis pasirys toks saldus, kad saldesis už bet kokius praeities prisiminimus.
And when they come, you just feel like spitting at them. They're so disgusting.
Ir kai jie ateis, tiesiog jos apspjausia.
Okay? Okay, next question. Janava Devi does it.
Norėjau paklausti, kaip kovoti su pavydu, kuris kyla baktam, kurie taip gražiai tarnauja. Norėtųsi pasidžiaugti kartu, bet kažkaip pavydas kyla.
How to fight with envy, then you see the devotees who are serving very nice, you become envious to them.
Yeah.
Not happy with them.
It's a very important question you've asked.
Paklausi labai svarbaus klausimo.
Because envy attacks us very often.
Nes pavydas puola mus dažnai.
How to deal with it when it comes.
Ir kaip su juo kovoti.
The first thing is you have to recognize I am being attacked by envy right now.
Pirma, tai reikia pamatyti, o mane puola pavydas.
So how to defeat it, you see.
Ir tada?
Whatever you're envious of, you're seeing that with material vision.
Kad ir kam tu esi pavydi, tu matai tai su materialiu regėjimu.
You have to see with spiritual vision.
Reikia pamatyti su dvasiniu.
And tell the material vision to get lost, get out of here.
Ir materialią viziją, matymą, išspirti.
That's what it means to beat the mind with shoes 100 times.
Tai reiškia mušti protą su batu.
If you say, mind, you've got it all wrong. You're being envious. It's wrong. It's completely wrong. You should not be envious.
Protė, tu pavydus, bet tai yra klaidinga.
You should be very, very pleased.
Turi būti patenkintas.
You see? Should be very, very pleased to see how this devotee is advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Tu turi džiaugtis, matydamas, kaip atsidavusi pažengia Krishna sąmonėje.
Instead of trying to minimize them out of envy, you should try to glorify them within your heart.
Ir vietoj pavydo, vietoj to, kad juos bandyti kažkaip tai
suvenkinti. Why this devotee is being so much recognized? Why not me? He doesn't deserve it.
Kodėl čia tie atsidavusiai tiek gauna dėmesio, kodėl ne aš?
You should think, actually, he deserves it.
Jūs turite galvoti, ne, jisai to nusipelnė.
How wonderful this devotee is. He Koks deserves nustabus. More and more recognition. Let me recognize him also.
Šitas nustabus atsidavęs, reikia ir man jį pripažinti.
In this way, conquer envy.
Tokiu būdu, nugalėk pavydą.
And you know what will happen?
Ir kas nutiks?
When you do that, you become the most recognized of all the devotees.
Ir tada tave pripažins daugiausiai tarp visų atsidavusių, jeigu nugalėsi pavydą.
But as long as you remain envious,
bet kol liksi pavydį,
you're nowhere.
Niekur esi.
Absolutely nowhere.
Visiškai niekur.
Like that song, he's a real nowhere man, living in his nowhere land.
Tokia yra daina, jisai niekas gyvenantis niekur.
If you're envious, you're a nowhere man if you're envious.
Jeigu esi pavydus, esi niekas niekur.
Okay, next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Aš norėjau paklausti, ar užtenka tiesiog praktikuoti, atlikti sadhana bhakti ir laukti, kol ateis nušvitimas priimti dvasinį mokytą.
I'm not accepted spiritual master yet. I'm asking if it is enough only to continue my practice and this desire to accept spiritual master will come or should I do something more?
You should do it. You should go ahead and accept the spiritual master because you've been waiting too long, Prabhu.
Tu Prabhu per ilgai jau laukia. Tu turi eiti ir priimti dvasinį mokytoją.
It's you should go ahead and you should accept one of you should take. I mean, just do it. Take one and go for it. I mean, you shouldn't wait so long.
Tiesiog priimk dvasinį mokytoją. Kam tiek lauk? Gyvenimas trumpas.
I mean, there's so many nice spiritual masters that visit here, I would take one of them and just say, okay, let me just, you know, I can't, here I am, and, you know, it's like you're like a cowboy in the Old West, you know.
Kartais vakaruose kaubojus.
He's out on the ranch, he needs to get into town to pick up some important things.
Jam reikia į miestą nukeliauti iš kaimo.
And there's many horses there tied up. The ranch has about 5 or 6 different horses.
Ir turi 5 arklius.
And he can't figure out which one he wants to ride to town.
Ir nesugalvoja, su kuriuo čia dabar joti.
But his wife is sick. She needs some medicine.
Bet žmona serga, reik vaistų.
And he has to go to town to get the medicine. But he's waiting. I should take this horse. Should I take that horse? I don't know which horse I should take.
Su kuriuo čia mano arkliu joti dabar, nežinau.
They're all so nice horses.
Tokie geri arkliai.
Which horse should I take?
Kuris čia geriausias?
Just take one of them. It doesn't matter.
Koks
doesn't kirtumas? Matter. There's so many nice gurus in this kind of, it doesn't matter which one you take.
Tiek daug gerų guru, priimk bet kurį.
Take a guru, that's an important thing.
Priimti guru yra svarbu.
Take any one of them.
Bet kurį.
If you can't decide, just put the names in a hat and pull a name out.
Jei
neapsisprendi, tiesiog take a guru.
Burtų kelių.
You need a guru.
Tau reikia guru.
The Vedas say you have to have a spiritual master.
Vedo sako, reik turėti dvasinį mokytoją.
So just even at random, there's, you know, there's so many nice gurus. You can pick any one of them, but just do it. Take a guru and go and get solidly situated in the pathway back to Godhead. Without a guru, Papa says you're like a street dog.
Nes be guru, Prabhupada sako, mes kaip gatvės šunis.
I've told many times that example.
Daug kartų pasakojau apie tai.
Have you been to Vrindavan?
Buvai Vrindavane.
You seen the street dogs there?
Matei kaip gatvės šunys.
Do you want to be a street dog?
Juk nenori būti tokiu.
Have you been to Juhu Beach also? You seen the Juhu Beach?
Ar buvai
Juhu paplūdimi? You seen the dogs there with on Juhu Beach?
Ten trutuolių šunius matei?
Who walk with all the millionaires and the movie stars and the business magnates when they walk their dogs.
Kur visokie verslininkai su šunim savo vaikšto.
You see, the dogs in Vrindavan are lean and thin and paranoid.
Vrindavano šunis paranojo yra.
The dogs in Juhu are stout, strong and jolly dogs.
O Juhu šunis yra tokie riebus, laimingi.
So don't be remain a street dog. You need a master.
Taigi, tau reikia šeimininko, nebūk gatvės šuniu.
You cannot go back to Godhead without a spiritual master. You won't make it.
Bet dvasinio mokytojo tau nepavyks grįžti dvasinio pasaulio.
Because Krishna says, yei mei bhakti jana prata namai bhakti tate jana mat bhaktanam che yei bhaktas te mei bhakti tamamata. Unless you're a devotee of my devotee, you're not my devotee.
Krishna sako, kol tu nesi mano atsidavęs, tai nesi mano atsidavęs.
So even if just at random, you take one of these nice ISKCON gurus and become a disciple. Doesn't taigi, matter which one.
Vienai par kitaip, priimk dvasinį mokytoją.
Get off the mental platform, accept a guru.
Pakilk iš proto platformos ir priimk guru.
Get yourself situated. You can't get beyond the, you can never go beyond the anarcha-nirvritti stage unless you have a spiritual master.
Niekad nepakilsi iš virš anarcha-nirvritti, kol neturėsi dvasinį mokytoją.
Because the first step is faith.
Nes pirmas žingsnis tikėjimas.
Second step is to associate with devotees.
Antras žingsnis bendrauti su
devotais. Third step is to take a spiritual master.
O trečias priimti dvasinį mokytoją.
Fourth step is to get free of all your anarchas.
Ir tik tai ketvirtas išsivaduoti nuo anarchų.
So if you don't take a guru, you'll never get free of your anarchas.
Taigi nepriimi mokytojo, niekada nesivalai nuo anarchų.
That you know what will be in your heart, pride will be there.
Ir tada tik tai bus išdidumas tavo širdyje.
Pride. I don't want to humble myself before a spiritual master.
Nenoriu nusilenkti prieš dvasinį mokytoją.
It's pride that holds us back, actually. I'll be honest with you. It's pride.
Nu, gerai,
I'm not picking on you. It's a problem we all have.
Čia mes visi turime išdidumą ir tai neleidžia
mums. I went through the same thing.
Man lygiai tas pats buvo.
I was very proud. I didn't want to surrender to the spiritual master.
Buvau išdidus, nenorėjau atsiduoti dvasiniui mokytojui.
So it happened, you know, it's something that we all have to work through with, You need to get rid of your pride and take one of these spiritual masters. Any one of the ISKCON gurus. It doesn't matter. They're all good. Take any one of the ISKCON gurus and give your life in the service and serving his and assisting him in serving Prabhupada's mission.
ISKCON yra tiek daug dvasinių mokytojų. Duok savo gyvenimą vienam iš jų, padedant jam tarnauti Prabhupados misijai.
And I guarantee you, you'll be a new man.
Ir garantuoju tau, tu būsi visai kitas.
You'll be entering a whole new dimension of consciousness. It'll be so ecstatic.
Tu pateksi visai kitą sąmonės dimensiją. Būsi toks laimingas.
Why was I such a fool? I waited so long.
Ir galvosi, kodėl taip kvailai taip ilgai laukiu.
You will be remembering Dhruva Maharaj, you see.
Prisiminkin Dhruva Maharaja.
Here I was thinking that not getting initiated was very good, but actually that was just broken pieces of glass.
Aš galvojau, kad gauti neturėti iniciacijos yra gerai, o dabar
skaitau,
kad
tai tik šukės buvo.
O dabar aš turiu guru, tai yra kaip brangiausias brangakmenis.
So I need to get off the mental platform and start following the Vedic injunctions.
Taigi, tu turi pakilti iš proto platformos ir pradėti sekti vedų nurodymus.
Tad vegenartam saguru meva begachat sametpanihi shrotiyam brahmanishtam. You know this little Sanskrit grammar?
Žinai šiek tiek sanskrito?
In Sanskrit there's different verbal endings.
Yra skirtingos galūnės.
It's like gachati, he goes.
Gachati, jisai eina.
Gachanti, they go.
Gachanti, jie eina.
Gachat, must go.
O gachati, turi eiti.
So in this verse from the Mundaka Upanishad quoted again and again by Srila Prabhupada.
Mundaka Upanishad, Srila Prabhupada šitą bosmą cituodavo pastovi.
Tad vaginartam saru meva bigatschat. If you want to know the absolute science of God, you have absolutely have to surrender at the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual
Jeigu
master.
Nori
absolutely have
suprasti mokslą apie Krishna, tu privalai priimti dvasinį mokytoją.
By not surrendering to a guru, you're simply cheating yourself.
Netarnaudamas guru, tu tiesiog
you're making an ass out of yourself.
Sukčiauji prieš save.
Don't remain a fool.
Nelik kvailys.
Take any one of these nice ISKCON gurus and just say, okay, I'm going to surrender now.
Priimk ISKCON mokytoją ir sakyk, gerai, aš atsiduodu.
That all right?
Ar gerai?
Yes. Man daugiau tas lygės, kad patikrinimas to guru, tas bilietas, sako, bilietas į Goloką Vrindavaną, tai kažkaip irgi atrodo, kai tiesiog priimt, bet kurį labai taip skamba, kad nu, aklas toks priimimas atrodo. Jeigu jau ISKCON guru inicijuojantis atrodo ir užtenka to. Priėmė ir jau jis duodat kaip dikšatą. Tai kažkaip.
I'm doubtful about accepting Gurudev blindly because I feel...
Doubtful about what?
About accepting any guru yeah. blindly. Like if you take any, but it sounds like you're taking it blindly.
Yeah, you're talking like an owl.
Taigi, tu šneki, kaip...
I can't see any gurus that are bona fide.
Kaip pelėda, aš nematau autoritetingo
dvasinio mokytojo.
Nematau autoritetingo dvasinio mokytojo.
The owl says, there's no such thing as the sun.
Taip pat ir pelėda sako, nėra saulės.
There's no such thing as sun.
Nėra saulės.
I can't accept that any gurus are bona fide.
Netikiu, kad yra autoritetingo dvasinio mokytojo.
I can't see any gurus that are bona fide.
Nematau nei vieno tokio.
You see? Open your eyes.
Atsimerk.
Start. Open your eyes. What is your reason you're saying that?
Gal jis turi tam tikrą priežastį, taip sakyti?
Aš tiesiog visada gyvenime prieš kažką darydamas labai ilgai tiesiog tikrinimas stebi, analizuoja ir tiesi ir laukia tiesiog, kada tu tvirtai galėtum priimti, tai man tas pasirinkti iš tos nu, penkių tiesiog taip nuskambėjo.
Mhm. I just want to check before doing something, I want to check, I want to test.
Yeah, it's recommended six, the Shastras recommend 6 months.
Taip, šventraščiai rekomenduoja 6
Not
mėnesius.
60 years.
Ne 60 metų.
6 months.
6 mėnesiai.
Say well, that no guru stays around for 6 months. I can't really do it.
Nu taip, bet ne vienas mokytojas 6 mėnesius nebūna su manim.
Well, then travel one of them for 6 months.
Tai keliauk su kurio nors iš jų 6 mėnesius.
If you made 6 months, you really I recommend, here's what you need to do. Now, I understand your situation.
Aš suprantu,
I appreciate tave. You're a very sincere devotee. I've seen you here for years. I actually admire you. You're a very good man. I
ir
appreciate
tu esi
you
labai
very
geras
much.
Žmogus ir labai vertinu tave.
Whatever harsh words I'm saying are out of love.
Kad ir ką aš griežto sakau, tai yra iš meilės.
I just want to help you to come to higher consciousness. That's all.
Tiesiog noriu padėti tau pakilti.
But what I would recommend is I understand you want to get closer and get a closer look at the different gurus and really see who's for you. You need to take the opportunity then to volunteer to serve all these different gurus.
Taigi, tu turi pasinaudoti galimybę asmeniškai tarnauti guru.
Volunteer to do service, do the laundry, you know, you should actually try to get close to them as much as you can to associate with them.
Tu turi savanoriškai mėginti gauti tarnystę.
Different gurus that come through Lithuania, you should make an arrangement that you can get closer to them, to have a closer look.
Pasirūpink, kad galėtume kiek įmanoma artimiau pabendrauti ir asmeninę tarnystę.
Not you just sit there in the Brahmacharya ashram reading the books and thinking, I'm wondering which guru is the best.
Ne tik atsėdėti Brahmacharya ashram ir skaityti knygą ir galvot, kuris
guru geriausias. You know,
bėk iš Brahmacharya ashrama.
Associate with the different gurus. See if you can ride in the car with them when they go on a preaching program. Tell your temple president, I'm going to check out all the different gurus. Can you give me facility that I can get more association? You see what I'm saying?
Ir važiuok su dvasiniu mokytoju automobiliu, kad jis važiuoja pamokslauti. Susiorganizuok taip, kad galėtum kiek įmanoma daugiau asmeniškai pabūti ir patarnauti.
Your temple president certainly would like to see you be initiated by one of the ISKCON gurus.
Šventyklos prezidentas labai apsidžiaugtų pamatęs tave priimant iniciaciją.
So you just explain to him, can you help me get more facility to you know, to get closer to the different gurus who come through here so I can get more, a better opportunity to study them and understand which one should be my spiritual master. You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Taigi pasistengs susidaryti daugiau sąlygų asmeniškai, galbūt su dvasiniais mokytojais.
You should be aggressive.
Turi būti agresyvus.
How to get more guru sangha.
Kaip daugiau pabendrauti su guru.
That's what you need.
Va to tau reikia.
You just got to be very aggressive to get more guru sangha.
Turi būti labai agresyvus.
That will clear it up for you.
Kuo daugiau pabendrauti su dvasiniais mokytojais.
You're just too little too shy.
Tu esi tiesiog per kuklus šito klausimu.
That's the problem. You need to be more aggressive to get more guru sangha.
Turi būti daugiau agresyvesnis.
In that way, you know, you'll be able to figure it out.
Ir tada tu galėsi suprast, Krišna tau padės.
So go for it. Go for more guru sangha now, every chance you get.
Pirmin.
From here on out. Okay? All right, so we're gone over time, so we'll stop here, and we thank you all very, very much for your dedication to this mission of Srila Prabhupada. And now there's a program tonight, where? In Vilnius tonight? Does everybody know where it is? Okay. Everybody's invited tonight. And all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So here's a little gift for you. Child name thing. Put it in here. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.